Managing. Author, Henry Mintzberg. Leadership Embedded in Management. It has become fashionable to distinguish leaders from managers. One does the right things, copes with change, and the other does things right, copes with complexity. Sure, we can separate leading and managing conceptually, but can we separate them in practice? It is time to recognize that managing is neither a science nor a profession. It is a practice, learned primarily through experience and rooted in context. Science is about the development of systematic knowledge through research. That is hardly the purpose of management, which is about helping to get things done in organizations. Management is not even an applied science, because that is still a science. Management certainly applies science. Managers have to use all the knowledge they can get, and they certainly use analysis rooted in the scientific method. Dynamics of managing. Watch some managers at work and you will likely find something far different. A hectic pace, lots of interruptions, and more responding than initiating. Those are characteristics of managing. How managers work, with whom, under what pressures, and so intrinsically dynamic nature of the job. None of those characteristics could have come as a shock to anyone who ever spent a day in a managerial office, doing the job or observing it. Yet they struck a chord with many people, perhaps because they challenged some of our myths about the practice of managing. Time and again, when these conclusions were presented to groups of managers, the common response was, "Oh, now I feel so good. I thought that all those other managers were planning, organizing, coordinating, and controlling, while I was constantly being interrupted, jumping from one issue to another, and trying to keep the lid on the chaos." Characteristics of managing. Unrelenting pace of managing. Fragmentation and discontinuity of the job. Orientation to action. Favoring informal forms of communication. Lateral nature of the job. Control in this job is covert more than overt. The problem. We live in societies obsessed with management and especially leadership. We idolize leaders. We fill bookstores with their biographies under fiction as well as business. Yet we cannot come to grip with the simple reality of what they do. Because management or leadership is that executive behavior is so varied and so hard to grasp because it is more practical art than an applied science. This has even been taken further, arguing that managerial tasks are specific to context and thus dependent on knowledge of the particular organization and its problems, which are constantly changing. At some level of abstraction, we can generalize. To become a senior manager in a consulting firm means to be responsible for selling, which is the work of specialists in most other businesses. On one hand, therefore, the task is specialized and context-specific. On the other hand, it has to be done by managers, and so is intrinsically managerial. Indeed, a good deal of what we generally accept as intrinsically managerial corresponds to specialized functions in the organization. Managers brief subordinates, but their organizations have formal information systems. Managers serve as figureheads at ceremonial events, despite the presence of public relations specialists. Managers have long been described as planners and controllers, while near them can be found planning departments and controllership offices. A good part of the work of managing involves doing what specialists do, but in particular ways that make use of the manager's special contacts, status, and information. Toward a general model. The management general model puts the manager in the center, between the unit for which he or she has formal responsibility, by definition, and its surroundings, of two kinds. The rest of the organization, unless the manager is chief executive responsible for the entire organization, and the outside world relevant to the unit, customers, partners, etc. The overriding purpose of managing is to ensure that the unit serves its basic purpose, whether that is to sell products in a retail chain or care for the elderly in a nursing home. More commonly, however, the manager takes one or two steps back from the action. One step back, he or she encourages other people to take action. The manager gets things done through other people by coaching, motivating, building teams, strengthening culture, and so forth. Two steps back, the manager gets things done by using information to drive other people to take action. He or she imposes a target on a sales team, or carries a comment from a government official to a staff specialist. So, managing takes place on three planes. From the conceptual to the concrete, with information through people, and to action directly. Two roles are shown as being performed on each plane. On the information plane, managers communicate all round, and control inside. On the people plane, they lead, inside, and link to the outside. And on the action plane, they do, inside, and deal, outside. Now, let's turn to the three planes on which managing is manifested. Managing through information. To manage through information means to sit two steps removed from the ultimate purpose of managing. Information is processed by the manager to encourage other people to take the necessary actions. In other words, on this plane, the manager focuses neither on people nor on actions directly, but on information as an indirect way to make things happen. Ironically, while this was the classic view of managing, which dominated the perceptions of its practice for most of the last century, it has again become prevalent, thanks to current obsessions with the bottom line and shareholder value. Both encourage a detached, essentially information-driven practice of managing. Two main roles describe managing on the information plane. One labeled communicating, to promote the flow of information all around the manager, and the other labeled controlling, to use information to drive behavior, mainly within the managed unit. The communicating role exists in the model as a kind of membrane all around the manager, through which all managerial activity passes. Communicating is not simply what managers spend a great deal of time doing, but the medium through which managerial work is constituted. Managers take in information through what is called monitoring activities, which enable them to be the nerve centers of their units, and they send their information out through what can be called disseminating activities inside the unit and spokesperson activities outside it. The verbal, the visual, and the visceral. It should be evident that the manager's advantage lies not in the documented information, which can be made available to anyone, but in the current, not yet documented information transmitted largely by word of mouth. Effective managers pick up tone of voice, facial expressions, body language, mood, and atmosphere. Designing is considered to be the essential function of management intervention to create or change something. Managers sometimes engage in the design of tangible things, as when they head up a task force to develop a new product. Of concern here is designing the infrastructure of the unit through strategies, structures, and systems to control the behaviors of its people. Designing strategies, structures, systems. Delegating, designating, distributing, and allocating resources. And finally, deeming, which is imposing targets on people and expecting them to perform accordingly. Third, managing action directly. If managers manage through information and with people, then on a third plane they manage action directly, more actively and concretely. Here we have a recognized view of managing, at least in practice. Doing on the inside. Managing projects. Handling disturbance. Dealing on the outside. Finally, we have to realize that mastering all competencies does not make a competent manager, because the key to this work is the blending of all aspects into a dynamic balance. And that can only happen on the job, because no simulation comes remotely close to replicating the job itself. Practice is the key to effective management.